This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I am Yamla. I had a baby daddy relationship. I spent time in a relationship with a married man. I had to learn the skills and tools required to make my relationships healthy, fulfilling, and loving. Welcome to The R-Spot, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. If you are just joining us, my guest today is Ace Metaphor, host of Tonight's Conversation on YouTube. And we are dishing up a relationship soup, talking about many of the things that we women talk about when there's no man in the room. I hope you are out there taking notes, because my guest is truly offering some things that we as women, regardless of our age, we need to take this in and consider it. One of the things that I find so interesting about Ace is that he's telling on himself. He's telling on the brotherhood of men, and more important, he is telling on women. If you have never listened to or seen his show, please put that on your to-do list. I knew I wanted to have him as a guest when I heard him say this: toxic men want a good woman too. He said, is the man coming into your life to elevate you, or is he coming to deplete you? You see, your good qualities are attractive to all men, the good men and the toxic ones too. Now that right there is the hallelujah truth. Let me get back to my conversation with Ace Metaphor. You got a woman at home, you got kids maybe, or you're in a decent relationship, y'all don't fight, you like each other, you're still doing the wild thing every now and then. Why? What is the thought? What happens? Do you just see the woman and you say, oh, I gotta have that? Or does something happen? Tell me, talk to me about cheating.
Okay. First, cheating is a lack of boundaries. Cheating doesn't happen overnight. It's a conversation that leads to another inappropriate conversation that leads to this, that leads to that. And then here you are. So it's a lack of boundaries. I've always said this: men are offensively minded creatures. We are taught to go pursue, whereas women are defensive minded creatures, more so when it comes to dating, defend, reject. So oftentimes, because we've been so offensively minded, we don't have defense. So when a woman comes and says something to you, you're not in practice of shutting it down before it even starts. Right. And so that leads to more temptation than you should allow. And then finally, you go ahead and do what you do. But the bigger problem, and I've discussed now, here's the thing. I'm a monogamous individual. I am just advocating for what I've heard. A lot of different ways to love people. There are some people that believe that how I care and love this person is an indictment on how I care and love this person. There are people that live and say, I can love multiple different people. I can have sex with multiple different people, but that is not an infringement on how I feel about you. The problem is you didn't get into that type of arrangement. So here's this man in his head. He's not thinking he's damaging his actual relationship because it's like, okay, my love for you is not lessening because I still feel the same way. I still have the same loyalty, even though I'm doing my dirt over here. But the problem is you're violating the terms of your relationship. So I just believe that there are some men that just don't need to be in monogamous relationships. There are some men that just need to practice discipline, because even if you were in a poly relationship, if you lack discipline, you can still cheat inside those relationships. And it's a discipline thing. It's a being upfront thing and being honest. And let me tell you, this is TMI, but I'm going to tell you this. Look, for a second, I thought about some open relationship things. But then in my head, I was like, but that would mean that it's open both ways. I can't deal with that. So I'm going to just be disciplined enough to not cross some boundaries.
I hear you, because that's the other thing, you know, and which is why many women now, you know, that they're stepping away. But this is what a brother explained to me. He said, so you're in the relationship 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and you have your little things. But the one thing is she's on you. You don't do this. You don't do that. One complaint I hear, no matter what I do, it's not right. And so you're doing that, you're doing that. And you go to work and there's a sister there, a woman there. You know, normally you wouldn't even look at her. You know, maybe her boobs hang too low or her hair is too short or whatever. But you come in one day and she notices you, because men like to be noticed. And she says, wow, you look tired today. And you're like, you look tired today. Nah, and just... off the cuff, he says, nah, me and my old lady, we going at it. Really?
Yeah.
She's listening to you. She look a little more attractive. And then you just unload and she listens, and then you all go your separate ways. The next day you come in, she brings you a piece of cake. I baked a cake last night and here's a piece of cake. Wait a minute. You notice me, you listen to me, and I like cake. How you know I like cake? You got some psychic. And then she take the cake, don't say nothing. All right. And then a couple of days later, you sitting down eating lunch. Can I join you for lunch? And y'all are sitting there. Now you're talking about Christmas, Easter, the kids, football. She likes football. Wait a minute. Hold up. She likes football. She's looking real good. And he explained to me, that's just how it happens. Here's the part that I don't get. It happens one time. Now you got to make arrangements. That's the piece I don't get. How do you do that? How do you look me in my face knowing you just got out of another woman's bed? How do you do that?
Compartmentalizing it. When it comes to this, it's your ability to do that. And that's why a lot of successful men be doing this cheating thing, because sometimes you got to learn how to compartmentalize how you feel to get something done. Compartmentalize guilt from maybe screwing a person over in a business deal, but you had to do it for your company to do that. You compartmentalize it so much in so many things that you even do that in your relationship. There are men compartmentalizing right now. You know why? Because they don't want to get quote unquote nagged if they bring up how they actually feel inside the relationship. So here he is. You made him mad, but instead of saying something, I'm gonna tuck it here. And so I just believe that there are certain men that's able to do that, to where even if that guilt is present from doing what you're doing and being deceitful, you can tuck it here. And you don't think about it until you revisit that room in your heart. And oftentimes you don't. It's dusty in there.
You talked about this, and this is serious. So she's looking real attractive now to you, and you're sneaking around every other Tuesday at the wherever you go into her house, and then she comes and she tells you she's pregnant.
See now, listen. Now, people. Now, let me tell you this. People got mad at me when I said this, okay? Because there are a pocket of people, a large percentage of people, that think cheating is disrespectful no matter how you do it. But in my opinion, there's a less disrespectful way to cheat and a blatantly disrespectful way to cheat. If you are out here not protecting yourself, doing now, that's a level of disrespect. And it's people that sloppily cheat. I don't want to be cheated. Let me make this known to everybody. I don't want to be cheated on. But if you happen to do this, at least care enough about me to not be sloppy, please. So the pregnancy thing is, to me, that's a double disrespect, because here's the thing. a lot of people have cheating as deal breakers. And I understand that. I'm a more a factors person. Like, it's, what are the factors here? I still may lean towards leaving, right? But if there is a chance of a reconciliation, factors matter. Whether you use protection matters. How many times matters. How loudly you were doing this matters to me. it matters. So for a guy to do that. Now, I want to say this, though. The reason I don't like, and I do believe for some men and women, the reasoning that you said is plausible. I think that does happen. But I think a good number of people that are cheating in relationships are otherwise satisfied in their current relationship. It is not like they wife don't see them. It's not like they're not having sex inside their relationship. It's just some people, it's greed.
Okay.
but hear me out. There are women right now that like this man because of his greed. And what I mean by that, in other ways, he has amassed millions of dollars because he wasn't satisfied at just 100,000. He wasn't satisfied at just 500,000. He wasn't satisfied at just a million. He wasn't satisfied at just one property. He just kept going. It is a character trait of this man to continue to get more. And that attracted you to him. The downside, though, is even in his relationships, he wants more. So it's not like you're not doing what you need to do. It's not like you're not satisfying him. You're just with a greedy person. And we call it ambitious, right? And when we like what it, when we like it, it's ambitious. When we don't like it, it's greed. But this is a personality trait.
The ones who are making $100,000, yeah, but you know, the truck driver that you still got to help him cover the light bill, he cheating too.
See, now that's beyond me. that's beyond me. I don't
know. Hey, so you've got, whether you're the $1 million man or the truck driver or the bus driver or whatever, and now she's pregnant. Is it on, see, I hold a woman responsible for that, but that's just me. I'm old school. Is it him not protecting himself or is it her setting him up? Because that's what I hear all the time. The woman, the wife at home or the longtime girlfriend, she gets mad at the other woman. And I'm saying, but you don't have a relationship with her. You had a relationship with him. Why aren't you looking at him? Why wasn't he protecting himself?
Can I be honest?
Please.
Okay. Y'all got to let me get this out. Ultimately, yes, a man should protect himself. But there are reasons why you can't sign a prenup during the middle of sex. Yeah, it won't be enforced. We're going to throw this out. Because lifelong decisions shouldn't be happening in the middle of sex. So even if you come with the intentions of protecting yourself and whatever, in the middle of sex, in my life, I've heard many times, hey, take it off. And in the middle of sex, you're not thinking, your brain off, you might do it. And so my point is, I do believe someone can go, obviously, people can go into this sexual thing without the intentions of creating a child. But it happens so much because I just think the way we design.
Sometimes she doesn't know he's married because he's so out of integrity. He's lied to her. He's lying to the wife. He's lying to Jesus. He's lying to everybody.
Can I fight back on that, though? Can I fight back on that? The sometimes you don't know he married.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. But it's also now, what is your standards with time and availability? Before we talked about before you get invested enough in a man to allow him to have sex with you without protection. So you allowing this man that you don't know where he live at, then you ain't never been over his house at that point. You know what I'm saying? You probably only able to call every now and again because he can't pick up the phone. So y'all messaging and sneaking. So like it's now about you putting standards in place before you get to a certain level of intimacy. That a married man, this dude would have to be Houdini to be able to fool you in this situation. But oftentimes, because we are taking scraps from people, you're giving your body to a man that barely texts you back. Be honest. This is what's happening. Because if this man has a full relationship, marriage, and family, yes, he may have some spare time, but it ain't that much. It ain't that much. If you can't call this man at 7 p.m. and he pick up and talk to you for 30 minutes, he got a wife. Our girlfriend at home. Guess what? Can't nobody call me and talk to me for 30 minutes. You can't unless it's during the middle of the day. You cannot do it.
She would let you talk to me.
Yeah, she would. She would.
I want to hear from you as a man how this lands, mm-hmm. because there really is an inequality in income. There are many more high earning women. How do they, first of all, they think a man who makes less than them is dating down. But how compensate? What do we need to do as women to adjust for that? How do we as women navigate that? How do we and not become a lab rat?
Put it simply, before I get to how women can do it, men, we have to do a better job. Because oftentimes a woman will give you a chance, but you feel inadequate in that relationship. It's something about that male ego and that pride. She making more than you, and you become a different person in that relationship than in a relationship where you are the breadwinner. So we have to do a better job at being more comfortable and learning our value outside of what we provide financially. There are men that walk around they don't feel like the man in the house because they're not providing more financially, but you can provide protection. You can provide peace. You can provide emotional security. And there's so many men that are not willing to be teammates. So before we can get to what women can do, more men have to really wake up and say, hey, listen, it's 2023. I have to bring more to the table because what I make for a living may not be enough to keep this woman satisfied because she already has that. Now, when it comes to women, the argument, I get it. But they could be lying to me, or it can just be the type of followers I have. But let them tell it. They've all, quote unquote, dated down. Everybody has given a man a chance. They've done that. And so it's just about us. When we do get that, don't feel like you're not a man in that situation. Now, for the women that struggle with it, now you're not going to like my advice, but I'm going to just be real. If you are a woman that's self-aware enough to know you can't date a man that makes substantially less than you and be happy in that relationship and still respect him as a man in that relationship, do not enter that relationship, because there are certain women that will try to trick themselves because they don't want to seem shallow, but you get in this relationship and now you're emasculating that man. I hate that word, but you know what you're doing.
Exactly where I was going, because we got two movies about it, The Family That Prayed, and there's another one. But for the women, I would say, don't think because he makes less than you that he is less than you. And things that women do, whether he makes less or not. Number one, we're history majors. And we will bring up what you did back in 56 or what you said. And the other thing, hear me, ladies, women, I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, I won't even talk about my age group. When you remind him of how much you're doing, I pay the rent. This much. I bought you that car. That is the emasculation, because inadequacy is kryptonite to a man's soul.
And I'm going to say this. I got to add to that. There's only one time a man can say, this is my house to a woman, before the relationship just changes.
That's right.
And that's one of the things I had to learn in my tutelage as a man. Like, you got one time to say certain things before the dynamic switch. You got one time to make it seem like it's, I'm doing all this, before that woman looks at you and trusts you differently. And the surprising part about this is there are women who have been in that situation and they've taken the abuse acted on them from a powerful man and now use that same abuse to act on someone else, which is mind-boggling to me. Because if you come with that bravado in a relationship, no matter if that's a man or a woman, the trust is fractured. And here's the thing I will tell you about healthy men. I can't speak for the toxic guys. But you got, for a man that's in tune with himself, a man that respects himself, you got one time to say that in that situation. Or he will shut down. And then you're going to wonder why this man ain't opening up to you.
And the thing is, they leave much quicker than us. We threaten to leave at least four times. When they say they gone, they out.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. Don't you dare move, because I have a real juicy question I'm going to ask Ace right after the break.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to the R Spot. Let's get back to the conversation.
Ace, rapid fire. You get together, he moves into her house. Good thing, bad thing?
Bad thing.
Okay.
But you only gave me one choice.
Because this is what happens. See, for me, the man's got to build the nest, or we got to come together. We got to do it together. It has to be his and I'm coming into it. But so very often he don't have and he goes into hers, but that's a whole nother thing. Rapid fire. He just got out of jail. And you hooking up with him. Good thing, bad thing. Just
bad
got
thing.
Out. We talking.
Bad thing, bad thing.
Okay, bad,
bad thing.
About that a little bit because with love after lockup, love during lockup, people are going there. And for me, I think when he's coming out of that experience that I call God's Vacation Retreat Center, and he's coming into and back, and he needs time to find his new self. He needs time to find his new self, not to be trying to please you and find his new self. That's just me. Does that make sense?
In perfect sense. Man didn't have his freedom until a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Or 2 days ago. And so I think this is about adjusting to that. It's about getting back on your square, getting your life in order and being able to focus on that. I would question a man's priorities if right at that moment he's trying to enter a relationship. Because at a space where you're supposed to be giving 100% attention to you getting back on your feet, now you have to divide it between a woman and yourself. And it's hard in that moment to be able to be really good for both. So it can work, but can is not what I'm willing to risk my heart on.
If you waited for him, 3, 4, 5, 6, I had a guest on the R Spot recently, 8 years, you waited for him and he comes out and within a year, he's gone.
Listen, that man had no choice but to write you the letters. You were one of the women that was willing to correspond with him. And I even say this because I've had multiple boys that took a little vacation. People be thinking dudes in jail don't cheat. They cheat. it might not be physically, but they make another collect calls. Okay. They running somebody else's phone bill up too. So my point is, even in those situations, it makes me feel bad because I understand you want to be there for this man as a friend, right? If that's what you want to do, if you're able to separate that, but it's 8 years of your life for maybe. And not even a good maybe. This whole waiting thing to me, I just don't get. I don't get waiting. If this person isn't ready when you are ready.
You're not just talking about jail. You're talking about waiting for somebody in general. Is that right?
In general.
For him to propose.
Okay. See, now you're loading the deck. Okay. If you got it to do, if you are 22 and you got it to do, you want to wait a few years? You can wait a few years and still just be 26 and you still good. But some of us, a lot of us is in the 30s and 40s. That waiting stuff is some young people stuff. If certain things I'm not waiting for you to do, I'm not waiting for you to be ready. You should have been ready on our first date. That's where I'm at right now. You need to be ready from your finances together, this together. It's just where I'm at. Now, other people may have different grace than me, but if I'm intentional about finding that marriage or finding that husband, I need you to be at least ready to do it. Now, whether or not you know it's I'm your wife or I'm your husband, it's a different thing. But I need you to be actively searching for that. And I just don't believe somebody in jail. Okay? I just don't feel like at that moment they're actively ready because they have to call you and you have to press zero and accept the charges. Now, I don't know if it's zero or not because I ain't never had to, but you get what I'm saying.
I do. And let me just clean that up a little bit. We are not saying that the brothers who are doing in the vacation retreat center are not worthy or are not worth it. But I hear what he is saying. They're not ready. They're not ready. Even if you were his wife when he went in 8 years, he may have never seen an iPad. He's not ready. And I think that to be loving and kind, you got to give people some time. Okay, rapid fire. He's got three babies' mamas and none of them are talking. Good thing, bad thing. None of them are talking to him. He's not in relationship with none of the babies' mamas or the kids. Bad thing. Good thing, bad thing.
When you said or the kids, that's a bad thing.
You did a video that said his relationship with you will determine how he treats his kids. And a bitter baby daddy is a deadbeat.
Yeah, deadbeats are bitter baby daddies. I believe there are certain men who lack integrity, a sense of responsibility, that will predicate their relationships with the children based off of how they feel about you. And there are a lot of women that feel pressured. They feel pressured to keep access to their time, their body, and their energy with this man because they know if they take that away, he not going to see the kid. And so my thing is, listen, I know it's both sides to a coin and all this different stuff is going to be guys be like, but you don't understand my baby mama. Three of them, though, you got three terrible baby mamas that's keeping you away from all three of your kids. Three. And then here's the thing. Even if all that was true, woman, you got to ask yourself, what about me? Because obviously he got an eye for picking bad women. So I'm because if 1, 2, 3, what about me? Do I fit in that mold? I have to start questioning myself. So I just don't think it's a good idea to really date that guy in that situation.
That is hysterical. Okay. He's living with his mama for the past 3 years after his divorce. Good thing, bad thing.
Bad thing.
Okay. He is in the midst of a divorce. Good thing, bad thing.
To date him then, bad thing.
I think so, too. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't have a vision. Good thing, bad thing.
Bad thing.
Because if he can't see where he's going, where am I following him to? Where am I following him to? Another thing that you talked about, you said, how do you heal from a toxic relationship? You said, remember that it was toxic.
Yeah.
And that's how you heal and that you got out of it and be grateful about that. But here, this isn't rapid fire, but in a relationship, how do you identify? How do you identify toxic behavior and not just how a person is or does it matter?
First, it's more importantly how you are feeling in this relationship. The reason why I say that is toxicity, poison will affect you. Your body will tell you that this isn't healthy for me. Because too often we try to get into judging that other partner, trying to label them. Now people got the whole dictionary. They're going to call them this, that, and the other. But the point of the matter is, how are you feeling inside? Is this draining to you? Do you feel more lonely now than you did when you was outside of this relationship? Do you feel like life is heavier now? And is this stress coming from this person or caused by this person? Intentionally or not intentionally? Sometimes we got to understand a toxic person can also just be a toxic person for us. That person can be pretty good for everybody else. But for me, this is toxic and this is why I have to leave. So I say it's just like listening to your body and paying attention to it, listening to your heart and paying, not just your heart and your brain, and paying attention to it.
We'll talk about that right after this break.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to the R-Spot. Let's get back to the conversation.
I think it's this thing, Ace, and I know we're going to get out of here in a minute. I think it's the thing where you said in one of your shows, certain men can't handle you, but there are others who can. And I think for us as women or for women, I always put myself in it, although I'm not looking for anything right now. It's this thing that we just want to be chosen. We just want to be the one. Daddy didn't choose us. We didn't get to go to the prom, or even if we did, he was side-eyeing somebody else. We just want to be chosen. From that place of just want to be chosen, from that place of do I have to dumb myself down to get somebody? Tell me the three major mistakes you think women, young women are making, particularly young women. What are the three major mistakes women are making when it comes to dating, getting a partner? What are we doing?
Not getting out of the house. Not getting out of the house. I know it's scary outside. I know. Outside, Ace. Oh my, outside. We have to get out the house. That, for real, that is the biggest thing, because you're not going to get your man off of Amazon. I looked it up yesterday. You cannot find tall, dark, and handsome men on Amazon. They do not deliver these men. And so what happens is, because we're not getting out, trying new places, meeting new people, going to new countries if you got it to do, if we're doing the same church, we're doing the same gym, we're doing the same job, the same hangout spot, we meeting the same three dudes. And so what it does is it gives you this even over exaggerated perception that there's no one out there, and it aids to your scarcity mindset. I would just encourage people to get out the house, even if it's just for you, because along you following your path and your purpose, you being social, you're doing things to tend to your mental health, you taking these trips, you might stumble across this person. So that's my first thing, is I think most people are not actively dating. The reason why I say that is we be giving dating our scrap leftover time, and then we be expecting a whole husband, like full results. And nothing else in life worked that way. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, I don't believe people have a I can't find the Mr. Right problem. I think they have a I hold on to the Mr. Wrong problem. I think we are holding on to Mrs. and Mr. Wrong for far too long. It is about letting go. Listen, I understand somebody may have tricked you, but as soon as they take that mask off, you got to dip. As soon as you see something that you know violates your deal breaker, you got to dip. And when you are giving that extra person 3 or 4 months and you times that by 3 or 4 guys, you done gave a year, 2 years more of your life that you could have been available for your Mr. Right. And then the third thing is, and it's going this is the most important thing. Date when your self-confidence is high. And I know a lot of people are going to fight back on that, but I really mean you get the better results when you are. If you are dating when you are broken, you know you are broken right now. You're not really feeling yourself. And I get it. You are looking for your knight in shining armor. Here you are looking for that guy to do that. Guess who also go after wounded things? Vultures. Your unhealed nature will attract people that's looking to take advantage of you.
Predators.
I want people to understand that I get it, but there are resources, people, places that can help you get to a functioning level sufficient enough for your self-confidence to be a protection during dating. Date when you feel like you are a prize, not just a participation trophy. All right.
That is lovely. Date when you feel like you are a prize, not a participation trophy. Let me ask you this. This is just for me. I'm old. Define dating.
Dating? Okay. It's a lot of different terms. You got to follow me here. Okay. Because in 2023, you got vibing, kicking it, linking, chilling.
Hooking up.
Yeah, hooking up. You got all these. Yeah. Dating. And I want to put a qualifier. Intentional dating. Not recreational dating, not experimental dating. Intentional dating is when we are actively looking for a partner. And I think it's up to us to define what type of dating this person is doing. Make sure we got the same definitions, because you can say you're dating. They can say I'm dating, but a lot of people are experimental dating or recreational dating. And here you are linking yourself. You're intentionally dating, looking for somebody to be a husband or wife, but they're recreational dating. They just trying to get out the house and have fun. So we just need to make sure our definitions match up. It's too many terms and terminologies. So ask people plainly, hey, what are you dating for?
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you this. Let me tell you this. An intentional man. Now, the lady's going to ask me, where do I find this man? I don't know. If I do this, I'd be a billionaire. If I knew where to find these men at, ooh-wee. But intentional man, when you ask him, yo, what are you looking for? What are you dating? What's your intentions through dating? They're going to tell you, hey, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready. That's why when you asked me all those rapid fire questions, I was saying bad thing, because I want a man to be ready in his own lane, wherever he feels like ready means for him. Because when you now dating, you may be 33 at that point. You may be 34, whatever time, 35, wherever you, wherever, however long it took you to get there. When somebody asks you that, or when you ask that man, you're not running. He's not running from you. He's going to be like, hey, listen, I'm looking for a wife. I'm looking for something serious. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for somebody I can build with. You know what I mean? And he's not going to run away from that. And the guys that do, you didn't need them in your life in the first place anyway.
All right. So those are the three things that women need to do. Get out of the house, date when your confidence is high. And what was the other one you said? Date when your confidence is high.
You asked me too fast. It was something like that. Yeah. You got it good.
So now here's my other. I want you to give me three things for this. Okay. This is a big question. And I know you were talking general, but what's going on with you people?
I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Please.
Men are satisfied. Satisfied people rarely change. Men are more satisfied and fulfilled in the current state of dating. So what would motivate them to change and be better? So it's a sad truth, but I don't have to be better. I can mess up here and another woman will still pick me. One of your clips, that I see often, is when I guess on your show you had like, it was like 10 guys, but they had like 800 kids between them.
Yes. One had 37 children.
And so my point is, and he might be a great guy, but just follow me here. I'm not going to use him. But even in that situation, a woman will still pick that man. A woman will still be chosen by that man. And the problem with men is that women still will still deal with us. So now it makes you lazy. It makes you comfortable. It doesn't make you try harder and be better, because you can be exactly who you are flaws and all, and some woman will deal with you. And so that is our problem. So now when you talk about men not really embracing improving and being more emotionally available for women in 2023, because again, we talked about finances are not enough to impress no more. Oh, there's a woman right here that is still just take me as I am. So I'm going to just deal with her instead of dealing with a woman I may actually want, but this makes me work for it. So I'd rather the easy thing. So I think that is the major problem with a large portion of men is that. Now, for the men that are together, I think we still haven't balanced what relationships look like. I can speak for myself. Let me not just speak for myself because I don't have children yet. But there are men that still have that traditional mindset, but don't realize that they have to now be more than just their pocketbooks. Now it's time to be in our child's lives. It's not just paying for the daycare. It's not just paying for things and disappearing 60, 70, 80 hours a week. Are you actively involved there? Are you doing what we need to do? So I think it's two-pronged. I'm going to say this nicely. Women are not going to force us to be better. We have to want to be better for ourselves.
There must be consequences for bad behavior. You can't just continue to accept and think it's going to change. What Ace is saying to us is there's no incentive to change. And women think of it in terms of lowering their standards. And I think of it in terms of setting the water level. To even expect a man to be at a certain level for himself. A man who doesn't have a vision and a sense of purpose is not going to get one for you. If he doesn't have one for himself, I want him to have a purpose, a vision, what he loves, what he doesn't love, what he won't do. He's got to have a certain moral compass, a moral compass. All right. So that's what's wrong with men. They're satisfied.
Can I just add one more thing? It's going to take 5 seconds.
Nope. Take as much time as you like.
We have to do better as men, going back in our community and being there for those boys that don't have fathers. It can't just be, that's not our problem. Like, we be calling ourselves leaders and men want to be leaders so much, but are you getting back in that community and are you investing in showing these young boys what men are, have you define masculinity, or what leaders or protectors look like, are helping out. And that's what's not happening. And I just would encourage, and I wish we could have a meeting, right? I wish we could get all the guys together. We have a big meeting and we talk about it. But in the meeting, we need to do that, man, because I feel like those of us who are responsible, those of us that does have standards and morals and know-how and this, we got to pass that on in the absence of some of the brothers that ain't stepping up.
And I know a lot of brothers are doing it. I want to talk to the ones that are leaving and remain absent and leave the sons with women who don't have what those boys need. What do you have to say to them?
Man, you're right. Like, you're right. It's just, there's no consequence. Single mom leave the kid unattended for 48 hours, she go to jail. Dad lead a kid unattended for 18 years, nothing happens.
That's right.
Because there's no real consequence. And then here's the thing. You can say child support is a consequence, but you make it out cheaper. You actually make it out cheaper. So because I know, I wish there was, here's what needs to happen. And I do it myself. If you're not taking care of your kids, you can't come hang with me. You just can't. You can't be in my circle.
At all.
You can't be in my circle. You're not taking care of your kids.
Brothers have to call brothers on that.
We have to change it. We can't expect, we can't expect women to solve a man issue. We ourselves, because I'm going to tell you this, and I don't care what nobody else thinks. Men care about how other men view them. They do. Even more so sometimes than the women they with. If we step up and say, yo, we ain't messing with you, if you ain't doing this, if blah, 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 then that will inspire change. But you leaving that single man thinking you're going to change him when 1,000 other women are dating is not going to help. So I think we have to do a better job. And I also want to say this before you let me go. This was a complete honor of mine to be here. I was actually shocked that your team reached out, and it just, you got to understand, this is a pretty big deal. I might get off of here and cry on my couch because I'm going to feel like this is really a really cool thing. So I just want to thank you for this opportunity to come on here and speak to you.
Let me tell you something. I, as an elder, I think it is my responsibility to be in touch with, to stay in touch with, to be on top of the youngins. So if I had never spoken to you, I see you doing something good. My responsibility is to pray for you. There's so many of you, and particularly young men. And as a great grandma, I've got to cover you because I know this society doesn't. And I know you have your struggles and your challenges. And I've got a son and a grandson and a great grandson. It tickles me. I love you all. You got a grandmother praying for you.
Appreciate it.
Our Spot family, I want you to give some snaps to to Ace Metaphor and thank him for being with us today and just continue to do your work. If you're out there listening, listen, before you get into your opinions and your upsets or you agree or disagree, go back, listen to this, hear what you need to hear for you and how you can implement it. Because so very often we get so into our opinions and our agreements and disagreements that the truth just passes over our head. Go back and to the elder, you midwives in 40, at 50, at 60, you midwives ushering younger women in, hear what this young man said today and share it with the young women in your world. And I will see you next time. In the meantime, stay in peace, not in pieces.
The R-Spot is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.